Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 9. Reading the Book of Proverbs with a praying spirit so that it will render us nuggets and gems to strengthen our life of pursuing Christ for the fulfillment of God's economy. Friday related verses. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. 2 Timothy 1, 6-7. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power, and of love, and of sober-mindedness. Matthew 16:23-26. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life?" Ephesians 4:22-24. That you put off as regards your former manner of life the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which is created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Suggested reading. The Hebrew believers were wondering what they should do with their old Hebrew religion. So the writer of this book said that the word of God, that is what was quoted from the Old Testament, could pierce into their wondering like a sharp two-edged sword and divide their soul from their spirit. As the marrow is concealed deep in the joints, so the spirit is deep in the soul. The dividing of the marrow from the joints requires mainly the breaking of the joints. In the same principle, the dividing of the spirit from the soul requires the breaking of the soul. The Hebrew believer's soul, with its wondering mind, its doubting concerning God's way of salvation, and its concerning of its own interests, had to be broken by the living, operative, and piercing word of God, that their spirit might be divided from their soul. In Hebrews 4:12, the word discern is used. Quite often our thoughts are deceiving, but if we exercise our spirit, there is a discernment that our thoughts are evil, because behind our thoughts there is an evil intention. To discern the thoughts and intents of the heart equals the dividing of the soul from the spirit. The enemy's strategy is always to mix up our spirit with our soul. In today's world, nearly everyone is in a mixed situation. They mix up their spirit with their soul. Whenever such mixing is there, the spirit loses and the soul wins. Before a brother begins to talk to his wife about another brother, he has to consider, is this of my spirit or of my soul? If it is of his soul, what he says will be either gossip or criticism. If it is of his spirit, what he says will be something led by the Lord. This shows that we have to discern our spirit from our soul. Actually, our person, our being, is quite complicated because we have three parts. We have the flesh, which is bad, the spirit, which is good, and the soul, which is in between. We should always follow our spirit and walk in all things according to our spirit. This is according to Romans 8:4. We should always be on the alert to discern anything that is not of the spirit, but of the soul. Then we will remain in the spirit all the time. This is to exercise, to use, to employ our spirit. It is easy to know what is of the flesh and what is of the spirit, but quite often it is a very mixed up situation between what is of the soul and what is of the spirit. Our Christian walk is a very fine walk. If we are going to walk according to our spirit, we must learn not to do things too fast or to say things too quickly. It is safe to wait a while. I have had this experience in writing answers to letters. Sometimes I will write a letter and then keep it for another day before I mail it. The next day, a new thought might come to me to include in that letter, or I may realize that I said something wrong. To wait in this way helps us to walk according to our spirit. Within us, there is a battle between the spirit and the flesh, and even more between the spirit and the soul. So we have to exercise our spirit, to use our spirit, that is, to fan our spirit into flame. Then we should learn how to control our mind by setting our mind on our spirit. We should always discern what is of the spirit and what is of the soul. If something is not of the spirit, we do not want to say or do it. This is to use to exercise our spirit. I hope that we will practice using our spirit until we build up a strong habit of exercising our spirit.